This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined on this Thursday morning, as I am each and every Thursday morning, by our trusted friend, Mr. Bob Akin. Sir, how are you?
It is a great time of year, as we will close with. Not only is Final Four weekend upon us, baseball's opening day is too. I mean, does it get better than this?
I don't think it does, but we do have some things to discuss before we get there,
and
you're going to break some things down.
Why don't we break down something that needs breaking down, that being the Supreme Court?
It may already be broke down.
I think we should extend the old cliche, the two things that you don't want to see made are sausages and laws. Whoever said that had not contemplated courts. Now, all of us have lawyer friends who occasionally, particularly with an adult beverage, will wax eloquent on the majesty of the law. And anybody who gets sucked in by that hadn't spent enough time around courthouses to see the grubby details. And the grubby details of a common, ordinary county courthouse are nothing until you get to a supreme appellate body, either in state or nation.
Mm-hmm.
While we're seeing here, it is something that we like to pretend that justices of the Supreme Court are above politics. And
ought to be, sure.
Ought to be, but they never have been.
Well, it makes it very difficult.
Why would they start now?
To predict the way they'd swing. So.
And it also is something that people, from my perspective, tend to get a little, they're just shocked and amazed about how conservative this court is. Well, if you look back over most of American history, both by the institution's nature, but also just kind of the luck of the draw of who got opportunities to fill vacancies on the court and who didn't, for most of our history, the Supreme Court has been by far the most conservative branch of the federal government. Those of us who grew up during and after the Warren Court, where there was, for probably at least the longest time in history, a normal liberal majority on the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
that was, as they said in one of our favorite old movies, that was for a short time, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Under normal circumstances, John Roberts is about as good as you're going to get, as long as he doesn't overplay his hand the mm-hmm. way some Republican governors apparently have, we'll see.
Right.
What Roberts has done, he never made any secret of his dislike constitutionally and as well as politically most reforms of the New Deal going back to the 1930s. Has mm-hmm. used to write extensively on this subject, and which was a cause of concern for a number of hand-wringing Democrats who nonetheless voted to confirm him anyway. This will give us a real tip here as to whether or not he can bring Anthony Kennedy along with him to either try to work out some kind of compromise on this that would be more than just the typical party line vote on the court as it has become over the last 10, 12, 15 years
mm-hmm.
expected, or whether or not, in fact, we get about that. Well, let's think for a minute about just what the deal is when we're hearing about this mandate. First of all, there's truth. The law says that you gotta buy insurance. The law also specifically, and as an amendment put on to try to get the thing passed at the last minute, when you see what the penalty is for not complying, there is no penalty. It's an unenforceable mandate, which
right.
nobody has talked about nearly enough. It's true, you could go back and amend the law and take that out where there conceivably could be a penalty. But the fact is that whether it's Social Security, paying into a program, can't make it voluntary because it won't work, vaccinations, where everyone is ordered to get vaccinations by law, whether it's a federal agency or a state agency, and the patient has to pay for it.
Right.
Oh, we're actually putting something in your body that you didn't want there. Public accommodations. Yeah, you got to do something with a restaurant or a motel or some other place. You can't exclude somebody on grounds of race, religion, or whatever else. And they're telling you exactly what you can do and what you can't do with your property. Do we need to go? Oh, voter ID. If you're going to do something as sacred and basic to citizenship as vote, the people who are against the health care mandate are for making you go buy an ID if you don't have one. I would just say that it's something that we probably ought to take a look at over the long haul. There are alternatives. to the mandate, too. There's automatic enrollment of company plans. There are prohibitive penalties, not unlike for the enrollment periods for Medicare, and which if you don't, you're stuck.
Right.
Probably the best outcome, though, for Democrats is for them to overturn the whole thing, because you could probably write something better if they win the congressional elections. The other thing is that back when the last time that happened in 1936, FDR ran against the Supreme Court that was trying to stop the New Deal and won 46 states.
Right.
So I think what we probably ought to close on.
Better jump to the sports.
It is exactly that, because okay. This weekend is Final Four, one of the fun days.
Yes.
And this year, just like we were talking about with the Sweet 16, of the four teams that are there, this accounts for 49 total appearances in the Final Four.
Yes.
And among them, somebody is going to win the 14th national championship won by Kentucky, Louisville, Kansas, or Ohio State. It's a pretty elite group, and it'll be fun. But on Monday afternoon before the basketball championship game, it's opening day for baseball.
That's exactly right.
Which has already actually happened outside North America as the Mariners and Athletics opened the season yesterday in the Tokyo Dome, where 55,000 people were roaring as Ichiro had maybe his best opening day ever in what's probably going to be his last season. He went 4-for-5. Scored twice, drove in two runs. Mm-hmm. A really great day for the guy who's going to be the first inductee into both the Japanese and U.S. baseball halls of fame.
Yes.
After he retired. He's starting to slow a little bit, but he's still pretty good. He's now 38 because this makes 20 years in big league baseball.
He's got one more year in.
Well, I hope so.
Well,
it's been a pleasure for all of us to watch him the past few years.
Sure.
But enjoy the Final Four, and especially opening day.
Exactly. All right, Mr. Aiken, we'll have to do this again next week.
Why don't we pick up on that?
Okay, we'll do it. We are your station, 88.9 KETR.